Cab drivers are famous for giving their opinions on everything, whether their passengers want to hear them or not. In Serbia, a new primetime reality show is putting the focus on the passengers. Prominent politicians are spending a few hours driving a cab, picking up passengers, and listening to what ordinary people have to say. The BBC's Matt Podger reports from the Serbian capital, Belgrade.
The engine starts and the opening credits roll for another edition of Taxi. The idea is simple. Get the country's rulers to drive a cab around the capital, Belgrade, and film the action. The show's creator is Tanasije Kunijević.
I'm always running around the town in taxi, and I was always talking to the cabbie. And one day I was driving to work and the idea just hit me.
The man who makes it happen is producer Aleksandar Janković. He wants Serbia's rulers to hear firsthand the problems of people on the street.
They're talking how to survive. They're talking how to fight every day, how to earn for everyday lunch. So this is something what our politicians in very big measure lost from their mind.
And this is the vehicle for the program. A red Fiat with a taxi sign on the roof and checkerboard stripes down the side. But it's the inside that's different. Miniature cameras, hidden microphones, and even a technician stowed away inside the boot.
We have four cameras, and we are using that five from the outside.
And you've got a technician who lies in the boot.
We were very lucky, we have a very short guy.
That must be the worst job.
Now he's not using it, but for several times after the shooting he was throwing up. It's very unpleasant.
The driver for today's edition is Bogoljub Karic. He comes from a wealthy background and used to be a close associate of former President Slobodan Milosevic. After half an hour's driving around Belgrade, he's picked up two customers. As they step out, they give their verdict.
Gospodin vozi kao pravi šofer.
He drives like a real driver.
Oduševio me, mislim, sa njegovom, kako bi rekao, tom ljudstvom.
I was really thrilled, you know, by the way he acts like a common man and by the way he approaches ordinary, everyday people.
It's good to see the candidates driving around on TV. I complained to him about unemployment, low pay, and the fact that the young have no future.
But creator Tanasije Kunijević is unhappy with the day's results. The problem is, he says, that Serbs are just too deferential.
I was hoping that the people will open up and tell them exactly what's on their hearts, what they're thinking. But for now, they're just not scared, but uncomfortable with the politicians who are here regarded as higher beings.
So today's driver, Bogoljub Karic, may have got an easy ride, but he says he's learned something new.
I
keep hearing the same complaints, he says. People are living badly, they feel betrayed. People thought things would get better when Slobodan Milosevic went, but now they're disappointed.
Politicians are queuing up to take part in Taxi, to look like they're listening to the general public. All the voters have to do is keep their eyes peeled for a little red cab, driven by an uncomfortable-looking politician in a suit.
The BBC's Matt Podger in Belgrade, Serbia.